Commentator Jay Kaiser is falling in love, but his love story is not a happy one. Jay Kaiser is about to come clean about what you might call the other woman.
I'm playing with fire. A happily married man. I never dreamed it could have gone this far. The object of my affections is Vicky. I'm sitting in the car with her right now. We haven't gotten beyond the talking stage, but we do a lot of that. Vicky is attractive and bright. She has a compact body and a great eye for color. She has a lively, specialized intelligence. She is nothing if not responsive. When she says,
"After 200 yards, turn right. Then, at the end of the road, turn left."
She sends shivers up and down my spine. I'm putty in her hands. I do exactly what she tells me. I'm vulnerable, I admit it. I have a poor sense of direction. I often make mistakes on the road. In the past, others have been super critical. "Why didn't you take the second exit? Now we're going to have to go miles out of our way." That's not Vicky's way, not with me. With me, she couldn't be more supportive. She suggests,
"Turn around when possible."
See, she takes the burden right off my shoulders, faster than you can say,
"Go straight."
She reanalyzes the situation in a voice that would melt butter. Okay, by now you may have guessed Vicky's a machine. But in my eyes, that doesn't diminish her. She is so sexy and non-judgmental. Shrinks could learn a lot from Vicky. And another thing, Vicky isn't just one more pretty face. She speaks 18 languages. Sometimes, after dark, when we're driving together down a secondary road in some out-of-the-way spot, I lean over and ask her to speak to me in the language of love.
"Après 300 mètres, vous êtes arrivé."
Now, I'm not trying to say that there are no potholes on the road of our relationship. The other day, thanks to Vicky, I was taking the highway. My wife's 6-year-old grandnephew was in the car with us. His name is R.T. Vicky said something like,
"After 400 yards, bear right, then turn right."
I said, "Thank you, Vicky." R.T. wanted to know why. I told him, if we don't thank her, she might steer us wrong. From then on, whenever Vicky made a comment, R.T. said, "Thank you, Vicky." Afterwards, when Vicky and I were alone, I was shamefaced. I felt guilty. I'd lied to R.T. for the sake of a bit of fun. The truth is, Vicky would never steer us wrong. She is the soul of rectitude. She doesn't need thank yous to put you on the right path. She does it because it's the right thing to do. I wanted her to forgive me. I knew she had when she said,
"You have reached your destination."
Okay, maybe Vicky has a dark side. The other day my wife came home, she was distraught. She'd been out shopping with Vicky. She said that on Route 93, while she was going 50 miles an hour, Vicky had commanded her to turn right. If she'd obeyed, she would have crashed through the guardrail. My wife and the car would have been totaled. So too would Vicky. My wife said maybe it happened because of all the new construction. Maybe Vicky was confused. I didn't believe it for a second. I think Vicky cares for me so much, she doesn't want to share me with anyone. Must I confess all to my wife? As I said, I'm playing with fire.
That's Jay Kaiser. He lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with his global positioning system and his wife, Nancy.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.